Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hour number two of the Rod Brown Show is on your radio right this second. I am Rob Brown. What is up, South Carolina? Great to be with you. Thanks for hanging out with us. My man Diesel back in the network studio in charge of the broadcast this afternoon. 844-477-3776. 844-GSP-ESPN is the number. Text us at 71307. Start your text with ESPN so it filters to us. 71307 is the text line. And of course, you can tweet us at The Rob Brown Show, at The Rob Brown Show, at Diesel on Radio, at Diesel on Radio, and the whole station at ESPN Upstate. Also, want to remind you, toss me a follow on Twitter if you are a fan of the Greenville Triumph or local soccer. Toss me a follow on Twitter, because this evening I will be attending the Greenville Triumph's match at home at Legacy Field, and I'm very much looking forward to it. It'll be the first time that I get to watch that team play live and in person. I am looking forward to that match. Should be a good one, as the Greenville Triumph try to maintain their lead at the top of the USL League One standings. It is going to be an awesome, awesome day, and I hope that you will join us there at the Rob Brown Show, because it'll be the closest inside look that you are going to get at Greenville Triumph football up until we get to where the USL will open the doors and fans can get back into attendance there at Legacy. But yeah, it's going to be a blast. Looking forward to it. So toss me a follow at the Rob Brown Show. Oh, and by the way, congratulations to those of you who followed my can't miss yesterday. I gave you one can't miss bet to throw some dollars down on, and that was the final match between the Carolina Hurricanes and the New York Rangers. The over-under in that match was set at 5.5, came in at 5. I told you to take the under on that one, and the under hit by one goal. Very, very happy about that. It's 5 total were scored. Over-under was at 5.5. Look, that was a matchup that I thought Carolina was an easy favorite in. I thought the Islanders were going to be playing for their lives. To be honest with you, I did not expect them to give up the full 4 to the Carolina Hurricanes, but cut it very close, but I told you to take the under on that one. That was my can't-miss bet of the day, and it absolutely stuck. I was very, very happy with that call and the fact that it went through. So picked up a few bucks on that one. Hope that you did the same. And I only say that because I got a text on the text line at 71307 that said, "Hey, Rob, we'll try to get home in time to watch the soccer. I want to see it. By the way, you had the Canes over, right? And you didn't even brag about it." No, I didn't brag about it yet. And by the way, I will take my lumps when I'm wrong. When I give you a bad beat, I will 100% own up to it and apologize for it. But so far, I have given you 4 can't miss bets over the last week, and I am 3 for 4. The only one I got wrong was the Columbus football squad, the Columbus Crew. I assumed that the Crew was going to get that win over Minnesota United in the knockout round of the MLS's back tournament, and they ended up losing on PKs. I don't do a lot of can't misses in soccer, unless there is just an enormous shift in talent. The Columbus Crew were a one-goal favorite. They were minus 0.5 on the money line to get the dub over Minnesota United, and that did not happen. That's the only miss I've missed on in the week that I've been given you can't misses. So what can I say except you're welcome? That's what we're here for. Diesel's back in the network studio, pushing all the buttons, switching all the switches, and the big discussion we had today is that UConn has decided to push pause on their football program. They will not be playing this year. They were scheduled to be as an independent this year. They left the AAC in order to become an independent, and we've gone back and forth on the reasons and the effects of that. You know, Diesel, look, we know that every decision that gets made in college athletics is a money decision. I mean, that's not a shock. We're not breaking any news on that one. What kind of blew me away, though, D-Train, was that operating as an independent this year, it blew my mind. It absolutely blew my mind that football only made right around $5 million out of a $79 million budget for UConn, one of those schools that very much relies on boosters infinitely more than it relies on the individual program itself to bring in money. Ticket sales and merchandise for UConn football, and granted, it probably had a lot to do with the fact that they were 2-10 last year, not a great football squad. But the fact that they only brought in, five and some change million dollars, the more I go back and forth on it, as much as I'd like to chalk this up to that organization, that franchise, that program is doing what they can do for the health, safety, and wellness of their football players. Diesel, it's almost like it made more sense to go ahead and postpone for UConn, put what they could in the bank, and get ready to resurge next year. Maybe even make more money next year, as UConn fans are not going to have football for a year. They'll have a reason to get excited. But when it comes down to it, when there's that little money coming into that program, Diesel, don't be shocked if other programs who have similar finances decide to move that direction.
Well, how much money do you expect to be able to take in from boosters when your team stinks and you've just left your conference? There's not a whole lot of confidence in the program for people to want to give money to a university like that, to a football program like that. So, I mean, UConn was in dire straits, and maybe this is the right financial decision. Look, I think we all expected a lot more really hard decisions like this to take place by now. I'm surprised that we haven't seen more programs just go ahead and shutter things either for a year or indefinitely, only because of there's so much mass uncertainty with what's going to happen this year in college football or next year in college football. We just don't know. So, and when you do that, when you take away what minimal ticket sales they actually had, what television revenue they had from their conference, and then now you take away money from boosters because there's nothing to boost, you know, whether it be not a football program or just a bad football program, you can see why these financial decisions get made.
Yeah, I mean, it's as we've talked about, I do not envy any athletic directors having to make decisions at this point in history. It's just ugly right now. But the impressive part of that, it's not shocking either. I mean, it's really just kind of it's something to be aware of. I'm not really sure what word I should use there. But what I'm impressed by, I guess, is that included with the decision from UConn was a letter from a number of the players. And a number of those players pointed out that they were not comfortable with the challenges that UConn football was going to have to face. They were not comfortable going up against the coronavirus with the resources that UConn was going to put on the table and the challenges that are going to be faced by every program trying to play in the age of the Rona. The football players themselves put out a press release saying that when it came down to it, they just weren't comfortable playing football. And I think that's a big deal, right? My thought process here, Diesel, is that, you know, it was already going to be a tough decision for the AD to pull the plug on UConn football for 2020. It was already going to be a tough spot for Randy Edsall and that team to make a decision to not play. But if they did indeed speak to the players, and so far it looks like they have, and if the players indeed did say that, hey, look, when it comes down to it, we're just not comfortable right now. If the players were on board this decision, they may have been the catalyst for them to pull the trigger on this. And frankly, Diesel, it kind of makes sense. If a program has a full complement of players saying we're not ready for this, then frankly, good on UConn for pulling the plug on that and taking their considerations into consideration.
Yeah.
I don't think we we really haven't seen a lot of response to what players are saying from most of the other programs, right? I mean, we've got that Pac-12 Unity group going on right now, and they have expressed a number of concerns that they have about playing football in the pandemic, as well as changes they want to see on that social justice front. That is a big discussion right now. And the Pac-12, not only does it seem like they're largely unconcerned about it, as they still do not appear to have set, unless I've just missed it, which is a possibility, they still do not seem to have set a timeline to have a meeting with that players group. And on top of that, we have now found out that at least one coach, and I'm not sure exactly what coach, it comes from the University of Washington, I don't know if it was head coach or otherwise, but at least one coach, Diesel, has now told one of the players, if you join this Unity group, it will create a problem for you. Which, I've seen enough mob movies to know, Diesel, when somebody with that much power looks and says, you know, if you make this decision, it could lead to some very unfortunate outcomes for you. Somebody kneecap about to get broke. So, if coaches are going to speak out and tell players joining a Unity group is bad for you, then I absolutely think that UConn deserves to be commended for letting their players make the call. Let their players say, you know what? We're uncomfortable. We don't feel like this is the right decision. We're not happy about this. We don't think the challenges are being met by the university, so therefore we do not want to take the field this year. For the UConn Huskies to make the enormous decision of shuttering the football program for a year, that is commendable to me. That is something they should be praised for. That is a very difficult decision, one that a lot of colleges are struggling with right now, and they went ahead and pulled the trigger based on what their players had to say. And that's a positive. That's a good deal. That is well played by the UConn Huskies. 844-477-3776, 844-GSP, ESPN is the number. When we come back, my favorite story in baseball so far, and it doesn't have anything to do with coronavirus. Yay! Then coming up after that, the most important person in a sports franchise right now is going to likely be someone you've never heard the name of, and you may never hear their name in the future. But they are the person for every professional sports franchise who is going to be the most important person in that building moving forward. All that and more coming up on the Rob Brown Show. Stick around. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm Rob. He's Diesel. This is ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So, I have two random stories for you, and Diesel, you're going to appreciate both of these a lot, I think. I was going to start, well, I am going to start with my favorite Major League Baseball story of the year so far. And think that that was going to be the most over-the-top thing we talked about, but during the break, it got beat by an even more ridiculous story. So I'm going to give you both of these stories, and I need to the core of my being, I need Diesel's reaction. So the first one is that video has now been obtained of the arrest back in February of Blue Jays catcher Reese McGuire. The 25-year-old pleaded no contest and was fined $450 after initial set of charges, a first-degree misdemeanor punishable by up to 1 year in jail and a $1,000 fine, was levied. McGuire was picked up by Pinellas County because it, Diesel, of course, this happened in Florida, was picked up by Pinellas County Sheriff's deputies back in February after he was caught, shall we say, very much enjoying himself in the parking lot of a strip mall near the team's training complex.
Oh.
The 25-year-old was found by police engaging in a little one, very much on one pleasure with himself in the front seat of his car in a shopping mall parking lot, Diesel. He decided that it was dark enough outside. He said that he looked around and didn't see anybody. He just decided to park, pull himself out of his pants, and give himself the old very personal handshake in front of a strip club mall. And by the way, Diesel,
strip club or strip mall?
Sorry, strip mall.
Okay.
You know where my head went when I read this story initially. Because when I first read it initially, I assumed it said strip club. I was like, well, you know, he probably got really drunk. He's 25. You know, it is what it is. Nope, just a regular old mall. But the best part about the arrest, Diesel, isn't that he decided to give himself the old self-love in the front seat of his car near a strip mall. The best part is the strip mall was next door to the apartment complex that he was staying in during spring training.
That close.
He was like 150 yards away from being able to go into his own apartment and take care of business. He decided to just pull over. He said during the arrest, McGuire told police he checked to make sure, quote, no one was looking, end quote. But that halfway through the act, he said, I, quote, realized what an idiot, what a dumb place to be. A police officer said, if you're down in an apartment next to the stadium, why would you come to a parking lot just to ... you know.
Well, to quote
McGuire Jeff, responded.
To quote Jeff Goldblum from the classic Jurassic Park, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
McGuire responded to the deputy by saying, quote, I don't know, I just decided to park. I realized that I made a mistake having my pants down, doing what I was doing. I really am apologetic. I shouldn't have been doing this, end quote.
You think? Sounds like every single one of the guys that ever got that ever got busted on that Chris Hansen show? I wasn't gonna do anything. I don't know how whose house is this? I don't know where I am. No one believes you when you say these things.
So that show is called To Catch a
Predator. There you go. To Catch a Predator.
And I will tell you this, Diesel. Yes. I don't typically watch shows where authorities are arresting criminals, right? Because while I know a lot of criminals are just bad people, they're going to do bad things no matter what, a lot of those folks who get caught on those shows are people who have had a really bad luck, a really bad streak of luck, are at the worst period of their life, and some of them are just doing what they feel like they have to do in order to survive. I'm not saying it makes it right. I am telling you that I have a very close relative of mine who is a public defender. And if you hear some of the stories of some of the situations that people find themselves in through no fault of their own, it makes it not where you forgive these people, but you understand where they're coming from. Diesel, To Catch a Predator was the one show of that type that I watched relentlessly.
Yeah.
I would never stop watching To Catch a Predator, no matter what happened, because it's the one group of people that I looked at and went, I have zero remorse about enjoying watching you have your life fall apart right in front of my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I thought, Diesel, that we were not going to have a more ridiculous show topic today than we would about the 25-year-old Major League Baseball player who decided to pleasure himself in front of a strip mall, and then it got beat. Because there is a guy, and you may or may not recognize the name, there is a very, very famous professional wrestler by the name of Marty Jannetty. You ever heard of Marty Jannetty, Diesel?
Nope.
All right. Marty Jannetty was a professional wrestler back in the late 80s into the 90s, who initially was a tag team partner of Shawn the Heartbreak Kid Michaels. They had a very famous tag team together called the Rockers. And the Rockers infamously had one of the most notorious breakups of any tag team in professional wrestling history. Shawn Michaels turned on Marty Jannetty, backstabbed him, yada, yada. Professional wrestling stuff, you know how it goes. Well, Marty Jannetty, Shawn Michaels would go on, obviously, to become one of the greatest professional wrestlers of all time. Marty Jannetty would never again reach even close to the pinnacle of professional wrestling. Well, Marty Jannetty has had some struggles in his past, obviously. He went from one of the most famous wrestlers of all time to that guy that Shawn Michaels kicked through a window one time and nothing more. Marty Jannetty decided to get on Facebook about 2 hours ago, Diesel, and post this. Quote, I never told no one this, even my brother Gino, because Gino would have killed him and I didn't want my brother gone. Hell, he'd only recently come back from Vietnam. I was 13, working at Victory Lane's bowling alley, buying weed from a homosexual slur that worked there, and he put his hands on me. He dragged me around to the back of the building. You already know what he was going to try to do. Here's the fun part, Diesel. That was the very first time I made a man disappear. They never found it. They should have looked in the Chattahoochee River. But Winnie, the girl in these pics, I likes you so damn much. Probably my favorite. But I promised myself way back then, nobody would ever hurt me again. That includes you. I loved you, but you hurt me with your bleeping Jamaican jealousy. You can go your own way. I don't need you. I don't know if you caught that, Diesel, but Marty Jannetty felt like he needed to start his day by getting on Facebook and openly not only confessing to killing a man, but telling authorities where they would be able to find that man's body if they looked. All of a sudden, masturbating MLB player is off the hook for what the hell story of the day, Diesel.
Well, he did that while simultaneously quoting Fleetwood Mac, so that's impressive.
You can go your own way. You can go your own way, AA. I don't know how to respond to semi-famous former professional wrestler gets on Facebook, Diesel, and just flat out admits to killing a man, and that's how he decided to start his day at 10 o'clock in the morning. Cool. You know, I've gone on air, and I have admitted some of my past indiscretions. But my God, Marty Jannetty, what is going on with you right now? Dude thought it was 10 a.m. I've had my coffee. I've had my sausage and eggs. You know, it's a good day to get online and break up with my girlfriend by admitting that I once killed a man. Cool story, Marty Jannetty. Quick break. We are coming back right after this. We got some sports to talk about, and we'll do that on the flip side. I'm Rob Brown. Diesel is back at the Radio Ranch, and you are listening to The Rob Brown Show. You are listening to ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Offspring playing us back from the break as we're now in the back half of the Rob Brown Show right here on ESPN Upstate. Want to remind you that right now is your opportunity to win an all-expenses trip to the 2021 PGA Championship from ESPN Radio. In partnership with the PGA of America, ESPN Radio wants to fly you and a guest on a 4-day, 3-night flyaway trip to the 2021 PGA Championship at the Kiawah Island Golf Resort from May 21st through 24th, includes round-trip airfare and hotel accommodations at the Sanctuary, a Forbes 5-star oceanfront hotel on the island, 2 tickets to the PGA Chalet, and 2 Wanamaker Club tickets for Saturday and Sunday, a meet-and-greet with ESPN personalities on site, dinner for two at Jasmine Porch at the Sanctuary, round-trip transportation to the course on Saturday and Sunday, and 2 free 1-year-long subscriptions to ESPN+, including exclusive live sports originals and more. All you got to do, if you would like to have an opportunity to win that, is go to our website, ESPNUpstate.com. Find the blue button that says PGA Championship Sweepstakes. Click on it. Go down to the green button that says enter now, plug in your info, and you have got a chance to win. It is ESPN Radio looking to send you and a guest on a 4-day, 3-night flyaway vacation to Kiawah Island to watch the 2021 PGA Championship event, and it is going to be a good one. Go to ESPNUpstate.com, click on the enter now button, and register for your opportunity to win and take me to, you know, you don't have to take me. You can if you want, I'll go, but your opportunity to take me or somebody else, I guess, to the 2021 PGA Championship. ESPNUpstate.com is where you should go to enter right this very second. And what can I say except you're welcome. Let's go with this. I have got the opportunity, and you golf fans, we're going to talk to Savannah Lee of the Brunswick News. She is our PGA insider tomorrow on the broadcast. We'll talk a little bit about the PGA Championship set to go this weekend out in San Francisco, California. She'll be with us tomorrow, but I wanted to get some golf in here because I got to tell you, I've got an opportunity to throw a little money down on a season-long bet. Justin Thomas has +400, 4-to-1 odds. I can get 4-to-1 that Justin Thomas will win a major this year. All right. Doesn't have to be any specific major. It just has to be a major in the year 2020. And I'm thinking I'm going to lean in on that, right? I think I am going to lean in on that. Now, there's two big question marks. Number one, will he win? There are, in the year 2020, three Masters remaining. We got the PGA Tour Championship coming up this weekend at TPC Harding Park in San Francisco. Then, in mid-September, will be the U.S. Open at Winged Foot Golf Club in New York. And then the Masters itself will be played November 12th through 15th, obviously there at Augusta National. There is no Open Championship this year. It is one of the victims of the schedule upheaval, as the Royal and Ancient Golf Club announced back in April that the event will not be held this year. Royal St. George's will still serve as host of the 149th Open, but we'll have to wait until next year to do it, which allows for the 150th annual playing to still be played at St. Andrews, but that will take place in 2022 instead of 2021. So do I take Justin Thomas, the new world number one, to win himself a major of the three that are available? And I am leaning towards yes, to tell you the truth. I actually like Justin Thomas, and I like Justin Thomas this weekend, as a matter of fact. Justin Thomas holds the world number one ranking, and right now has the distinction of having taken it back after a big win this weekend. So not only does he have the number one ranking and the confidence that comes along with that, but on top of that, he's also got a ton of momentum coming off of a win last weekend. It makes sense for him to lead the odds board, because the guy is scorching hot right now, not only season long, but he has, I think, been the best golfer hands down on the course since the PGA returned from its hiatus a few weeks ago. However, there's a couple other names up there at the top of the PGA Tour odds board that I'm interested to see how they play out. Brooks Koepka is up there. That guy has won the last two PGA championships, and as of right now, is a 10-to-1 to win this weekend. So I could take Justin Thomas at 4-to-1 odds that he will win a major at any point this year. There are three of those tournaments between now and the end of the year. Thomas, however, is not, for this weekend alone, the value bet. I think Brooks Koepka is at 10-to-1. Bryson DeChambeau is a good bet as well. He's sitting at 11-1, DeChambeau has 7 top 10s in the last 9 events, including a win at the Rocket Mortgage Classic earlier this month. Now, he has not been at his best since then, and the question marks are starting to be thrown next to Bryson DeChambeau's name, because he does not seem to be adapting well to the new style of golf that he has set up to play with the new physique that he debuted. You've also got Jon Rahm, who took over the number one spot in the official World Golf Rankings after winning the Memorial, but then gave it right back to Thomas on Sunday. May not be on the same type of momentum that the two aforementioned competitors are, plus DeChambeau is, but he's been solid, right? In the last handful of matches, 4 top fives, 2 second places, along with his victory a few weeks ago at this point. Rory McIlroy is another interesting pick. He's 14-to-1 odds to pull it off this weekend. Tiger Woods is the 8th best odds. He is 22-to-1 to show up and win a major. Don't love that bet. Even at 22, I mean, it seems to me that at almost any point in his career, if I offered you 22-to-1 odds to bet on Tiger Woods, you'd want to throw money at me, right? You would be wadding up dollar bills and chunking them at me. But without him not playing in the last 2 weeks, and with his body falling apart on him as it did before the breakdown started, I genuinely don't see how Tiger Woods is a good bet, even at 22-to-1. In fact, I love Webb Simpson even better. Webb Simpson's 28-1. And I am very much leaning towards Webb Simpson as maybe the value pick there, right? Webb Simpson has been playing decent golf, and this course is very much set up for him. 28-1 odds, pretty damn good odds overall. Quick break. We'll come back here in just a minute. If you want to talk some golf, you can. 844-GSP, ESPN 844-477-3776. Text us at 71307. Got a few texts to read for you when we come back here in just a minute. Plenty more to talk about. Don't go anywhere. I am Rob Brown. Diesel's your producer / sports extraordinaire. We're back after this on the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back, South Carolina. The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. I am Rob Brown. Diesel back at the controls. You are welcome to join us at 844-477-3776. 844-GSP, ESPN. You can text us at 71307. Start your text at ESPN. I've got a poll going up right now on our ESPN Upstate Twitter account, at ESPN Upstate. The question is this. Now that UConn canceled football for 2020 and become the first
Rob, are you still there? I think we might have lost Rob again. We're having some equipment issues.
Check.
Yep, there we go. We got you
Can
back.
Can you hear me, Diesel?
Yeah, I got you.
All right. I actually never lost microphone coverage. Interesting. Super duper. Where was I before I was so rudely interrupted? Talking about the Twitter
UConn.
Poll,
talking about UConn.
Outstanding. So UConn has canceled football for the 2020 season and become the first FBS team to do so. Will we see more teams following suit? That is the poll question that I have thrown up for you. You can vote on it by going to at ESPN Upstate. At ESPN Upstate.
Yep.
Cancel, or now that UConn has canceled football, will more teams do so? Your options are no, we will not see any more teams cancel. It's just too valuable. Yeah, we'll see one or two more teams cancel football, but not that many. Yes, we will see 10 or more FBS teams cancel football because of the pandemic and the financial situation caused by it. Or it's going to be chaos, as in we're going to see a lot of teams cancel football. Got a few votes all in already. And the answer that seems to be most popular in the early polling is that, yes, we will see 10 or more FBS teams decide to pull the plug on playing football this year. There are a lot of variables to consider in this. We've got to obviously see what happens with the Unity group out in the Pac-12. You know, there are a few players, for the record, there are a few players that have come out and said that as much as they respect the Unity group and what the Unity group is trying to do, that football and their future is too valuable for them to drop out. And so they will be playing regardless of what the Unity group decides to do. But that won't matter if there are as many players represented by this Unity group as the group claims that there are. They say they have upward of 400 players that have elected to be represented by this Unity group. And if that number is accurate, and if that group decides to bail out, I could see it being very easy for the Pac-12 to just go ahead and postpone all conference play for 1 year. And if that does turn out to be the case, that number will go up. But will we see, because of the number of of financial situations these schools find themselves in, is it possible that we will see more teams drip off? Diesel, your thoughts. Will we see more teams drop their football program now that, because, you know, we've seen when teams and schools make decisions, it seems to kind of open the floodgates in NCAA college football. Will we see more teams bail out of playing this year?
Well, yeah, nobody wants to be the first program to say, look, well, we just can't play football this year. I don't know that we're going to see 10 or more. But again, we all know that there are a bunch of college football programs out there operating in massive deficits. If it were not for institutional support and student fees, most college football programs would die instantly. And I'm talking all but the top probably 20 revenue generating football programs. Most of them, almost all of them, don't make any actually money. Only the Michigans and the Alabamas of the world, the Texases, only those make money simply off of the revenue that they generate by their football programs. Otherwise, they're dramatically supported by the institution itself. So I don't know. Again, I don't think we'll see 10, but I wouldn't be shocked to see another 2 or 3. And then what's going to happen going forward with conference affiliations? Will a conference look at somebody and say, so Iowa State, you guys don't care enough about football that you're willing to just drop it? And then what if the Big 12 decides to move on without Iowa State, for example?
Yeah. And that's gonna be another big question, right? I mean, UConn doesn't have a huge impact on many other schools because UConn's an independent this year. They left the AAC and moved on. They are now an independent, which means that their decision really doesn't have a whole lot of impact. There were 4 teams on their schedule this year, big teams that were still potential. Two big teams that were still potential. Potential money days, North Carolina and Virginia out of the ACC, that do get to select that one out-of-conference game. Though, let's be honest, it's very unlikely that those two schools would have selected a school that they would have had to give that much money to in order to continue that contract. They did lose a couple of Big Ten schools off of the schedule. You know, the other part in trying to make that determination about canceling the season, I think, Diesel, would have been, you got games to fill in. You would have had to fill in 4 games on an independent schedule when only ACC opponents and Big Ten opponents would have been available, and none of them would have been looking to fork out a payday to get you to come to their house and play them this year. You would have been, if you were lucky with UConn, lucky to have 8 games on the schedule. And I believe most of them would have been away with 2 of those home games getting canceled that were Big Ten games. So, yeah, lots of challenges ahead. Go to our poll right now, twitter.com/ESPN Upstate. twitter.com/ESPN Upstate. Vote on that poll. Tell us what you think. Quick break. We're back after this. My name is Rob. He's Diesel. This is the Rob Brown Show. This is ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.